Welcome to the Cannon Trading Podcast, where we bring you daily episodes with market updates and periodic deep dives into the world of trading commodities futures. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Futures traders with positions in deliverable futures contracts, keep an eye on the calendar for important dates at the end of the month. First notice day and last trading day for many futures contracts are close at hand. Make sure you steer safely clear of receiving delivery notices for physical commodities or greatly reduce liquidity. If you're unsure, contact your Cannon Trading broker. The economic calendar for the rest of the week is scarce, with Thursday's Q1 GDP report taking center stage. Prospects for a Fed rate cut announcement at the Fed's 4:30 to 5:1 meeting, as well as its mid-June meeting, have all but evaporated, and many Fed watchers expect the central bank to keep its higher-for-longer mantra in place for most and possibly all of 2024. Worries over a wider Middle East conflict have subsided, and traders are discounting the risk of further escalations. Case in point, June gold lost 2% yesterday after posting its latest all-time record high close of $2,413.80 an ounce on Friday. Iran downplayed Israel's retaliatory drone strike against it in what appeared to be a move aimed at averting regional escalation. In the energies, the $2.50 barrel sell-off in May crude oil and the 9.75 cents a gallon May RBOB gasoline futures last week likely signaled the markets do not see an Iranian supply disruption in the near future, so the markets will be given to the focusing on global energy demand going forward. And in the softs, May cocoa futures declined sharply yesterday and today down nearly $1,300 a ton. That's $13,000 per contract move, marking its worst two-day slump since February. This after a three-day Wednesday through Friday rally of $1,635 a ton to its all-time record high close of $11,878 a ton on Friday. ICE US has set the initial margin requirement to $11,260 per contract. If you're trading the S&P 500 tomorrow, your first resistance level is 5078 and your first support level is 5007. And if you're trading gold tomorrow, your first resistance level is 2385 and your first support level is 2319. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode after the markets close. Thank you for listening and good trading. If you'd like to receive daily support and resistance levels, you can sign up for our newsletter by following the link in the description. Trading commodities futures and options involves a substantial risk of loss. The recommendations contained in this podcast are of opinion only and do not guarantee any profits. This podcast is for educational purposes only. Past performances are not necessarily indicative of future results.